It's Monday, July 11th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Let's update on that Louisiana MSP registration law and upcoming priorities for Congress while the EU gets things done. This is the Business of Tech. Kicking things off with an update on a story courtesy of State Scoop. Longtime listeners remember our coverage in 2020 of Louisiana adopting a law to require MSPs to register if they do business with the public sector in the state, and the interview with Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin on this show. In an interview Friday, Ardoin's Chief Information Officer, Brad Manuel, updated on the progress. Quote, "We saw a need for knowing who the players are in the MSP field in relation to our government entities," Manuel said in an interview Friday at the National Association of Secretaries of State Conference in Baton Rouge. "Now we know who is providing services, and we utilize that." Manuel declined to say how many MSPs have registered, but noted they range in size from multinational corporations to mom-and-pop businesses. He said service providers have been responsive to the new rules, including the requirement to report a breach within 24 hours. On a state level, Virginia had a new law take effect recently that has a similar clause. It requires the Commonwealth's agencies and local governments to report cybersecurity incidents within 24 hours of detection. Why do we care? A press tour for the law among other secretaries of state. This is a victory lap, but more importantly, the promotion of the policy to other states. The lawmakers believe they accomplished their goal, and now they are promoting their success. You should expect more of these types of laws. We're also due for a legislation roundup. Last week, the European Parliament approved two new laws, the Digital Markets Act, DMA, and the Digital Services Act, DSA. The DMA focuses on digital service gatekeepers who break the rules on promoting competition. At the same time, the DSA puts more responsibility on large platforms to police and take down illegal content, with fines if they fail to comply. Tech giants won't be allowed to give their own products, apps, or services preferential treatment within the EU. Companies will have to get consumer consent before moving the personal data of EU citizens around. Companies face a fine of up to 10% of annual global turnover for violations of the DMA and 6% for breaches of the DSA. A warning from the UK's cybersecurity agency to attorneys there: don't advise clients to pay ransoms, hoping to reduce data breach penalties. Also noted, a Hartford unit told an Ohio federal court that an IT company can't get coverage for costs incurred when it was forced to transfer customer data to new services. And FYI, the investigation of the SolarWinds hack doesn't quite appear to be done. The vice chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee introduced a bill this week that would task the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency with a report in consultation with the Office of the National Cyber Director, detailing the impact of the SolarWinds hack on federal information systems, federal agencies, and other critical infrastructure. And that's not the only possible item to come. There's a possibility of a statistics group within the CSA, codification of systematically important entities, which would be required to enact strong digital security standards, a possible reward program for cybersecurity operations, allowing the Defense Secretary and leaders of the services branches to give honorary recognitions and monetary awards up to $2,500 for innovation in digital operations to military personnel, and finally, an amendment to incorporate existing legislation that would extend the CISA director's tenure to 5 years, trying to avoid political holdups on the position. Why do we care? The EU gets things done, that's for sure. These are laws with teeth, and it seems ever-increasing levels of fierceness. I'm less focused on the EU-specific laws and more on the willingness to regulate, which is what matters. Will they lead the way for U.S. lawmakers? Maybe, if only from a security perspective, as clearly new regulations are coming. Privacy, maybe not, but security? Yes. Also note that the items are happening in court cases. Paying ransoms will become less viable, and I'd expect to see continued regulation via insurance precedent, too. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis CyberProtect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis CyberProtect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening. Today is National Free Slurpee Day, National State Fair Food Day, and World Population Day. There's a brewing story of Datto and Kaseya. I'm not going to talk about it here yet till I figure out exactly what's going on, but I'll make an appearance on the MSP Dispatch. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.